Live from the Journeys Group Studio, this is Taking Care of Business.
Good afternoon. This is Tommy Pate.
And this is George Pate.
I need to quit saying this afternoon.
Yeah,
good day.
I wasn't going to say anything to you.
Yeah, good day, because I'm trying to get used to the show being aired at a variety
at different
of times.
Yeah.
Let's try it again. Good day. This is Tommy Pate.
And this is George Pate. There we go.
Taking care of business. Today is the second week of August.
Second week of August.
That's right. Today, my mother's birthday was Monday, turned 88. We had the historic passing of the inflation. I'm sorry. I couldn't say it without laughing. The Inflation Reduction Act. And the former president of the United States, Donald Trump's home, was raided by the FBI.
I saw that.
I thought it was fast.
And they raised interest rates again.
Oh, but yes, by 3/4 of a point. I forget that?
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting that Trump made the comment that Hillary Clinton could destroy 30,000 documents.
And admit to doing it,
and they don't do anything. She can steal furniture and artifacts in the White House, and they don't do anything. And that Hunter Biden, of course, is a crime spree unto himself and nothing's being done. I think the Democrats in this case have made an extremely poor decision and a huge mistake. Yeah.
Do you think because it was so blatant and such a public thing to do?
I think he was actively considering not running.
Really?
I do. And I think now that he's infuriated.
They pushed him over the edge.
Well, and you got to remember about Trump. This is one of his character traits, and good or bad, depending upon your perspective.
His ego.
He doesn't forget.
Yeah.
And if he becomes president again, I would hate to be in the Justice Department. Because he will not forget this.
No.
I don't know if you saw it, but Kevin McCarthy, the Senate, the House Minority Leader.
Yeah, Kevin McCarthy.
What's his first name?
Kevin McCarthy.
Kevy, yeah. Anyway, he made in a press conference, he told Garland Merrick, the Attorney General of the United States, that signed off on this raid. He said, if we take the House back in November, you better clear your calendar. And you better have all your evidence lined up, because we're going to have a serious, significant sit down about this. This is not going to go unanswered, he said.
So, what was the purpose for the raid? I mean, they were looking for some documents I saw, but I didn't bother reading into it that much.
He had 15 cases of documents that should not have left the White House. Apparently, this is fairly standard that presidents take stuff when they leave, because the president can unclassify something.
Sure.
And his outrage was that.
Why did the FBI raid him?
Well, his outrage was no one's there. This has never happened to anybody.
And never happened to anybody else.
Why are you picking on? Why me?
Yeah.
Of course, he says because they're afraid of me. That's why. And I tend to agree with that. But if you look at the future elections, the Democrats have nobody to run.
That's going to be really interesting to see who they pick.
I'm afraid it's going to be Michelle Obama.
Mm.
And Michelle Obama polls better than Trump. Mm. Can you imagine another 8 years of Obama?
No.
Oh, my God in heaven. Anyway, let's introduce ourselves and get to our show, because I could rant and rave about the 3/4% interest rate raise again. My name is Tommy Pate. I'm a certified financial planner with the Journeys Group.
And I'm George Pate. I'm a financial advisor with the Journeys Group.
We are an independent registered investment advisory firm in Aiden, North Carolina, just outside of Greenville, North Carolina. Our phone number is 252-746-6785. Again, that's 252-746-6785. You can find us on the web at www.thejourneysgroup.com. Again, www.thejourneysgroup.com. Our website has a variety of financial articles that rotate on it. It has our physical location and our calendar if you'd like to get an appointment with us. It has the upcoming events, of which the next one is September the 6th, which is the midterm
halftime report
of the market. You can go to our website, go to our Facebook page, and sign up for that. There's a link. This is going to be as it normally is for us, it's going to be a webinar. It also has our links to Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And last but not least, it has the podcast Taking Care of Business. Our radio show is a podcast, and it's on, I think, 19 different podcast platforms.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, go to the website, www.thejourneysgroup.com. There we be.
Yep.
What are we talking about today?
I believe we are talking about the aforementioned Inflation Reduction Act.
Let us talk about the Inflation Reduction Act. I found an interesting article yesterday that says, will the Inflation Reduction Act actually reduce inflation?
I was, before we started, before the show aired, we were, I was doing a little bit of research, just reading up on it real quick to see. And the first thing that I saw, says that the Inflation Reduction Act will make a historic down payment on deficit reduction to fight inflation. Now, to me, and this could be my ignorance speaking, if they're making a historic down payment, that means they are putting money in. Isn't that the opposite of what we want happening during inflation? Is more money moving, right?
I agree with you.
There's probably something I'm missing, and that's a very quick summary, but it would seem to me that that is backwards progress.
Well, it here's what the talking heads are saying.
Okay.
Landmark bill that makes massive investments in climate, tax, and healthcare policy. The Congressional Budget Office, who we just all trust and adore, has found that it's likely to reduce the deficit by up to $110 billion over 10 years.
Okay, pardon my chagrin at, you said $110 billion?
Over 10 years.
Okay, so $11 billion a year. Okay, the national deficit is over $30 trillion. That doesn't mean anything to me.
I think people go, wow, $100 billion, that is nothing.
That's pathetic.
Yeah, over 10 years.
Okay, so $11 billion a year, that's not, we raised the deficit by more than that in, what, 6 months?
Yeah.
I mean, that's nothing. That's making zero progress.
Now, here's where it's interesting, though. excuse me, I'm sorry. There was a study from University of Pennsylvania Wharton School of Business, and that study says they have an extremely low confidence that the legislation will have any impact on inflation.
Because it won't.
Yeah. Now, they talked to three talking heads. You know how magazines, if you look for them, if you can find somebody that's going to agree to it. And the three talking heads actually said, we think that it will help. This is going to sound so unwoke, but it's me. Of the three talking heads, I was interested. Two of them were not Americans. They were Middle Eastern, as a matter of fact. So I was curious that it just seems kind of strange to ask a Middle Eastern economic expert about American
economics.
Anyway, most of them think that it is a very modest downward effect on inflation. But all three talking heads said, but that is not the primary effect of the legislation.
Okay. Something called the Inflation Reduction Act. Why would the primary focus not be to, reduce inflation?
I think it's what we call a sales job to the American people. Largely, and this was an interesting quote, I thought, largely there's very little that policymakers can do to impact inflation overnight. That is primarily the job of the Federal Reserve.
And I agree with that.
I do too. The only way to combat inflation is to take money out of circulation.
Yes.
And that's what they've done with the
rising interest rates.
I hate the increased interest rates, but I applaud it. It's the right thing to do.
Well, I don't. Okay. I'm going to respectfully disagree. I don't applaud it because this is something they should have done it 12 months ago.
I totally agree with
that. I'm glad they're doing it now, but we're all feeling the pain because they didn't do their job 12 months ago.
Right. So one, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce this guy's name, but he's director of economic policy at the Bipartisan Policy Center.
Bipartisan Policy
Center. Yeah.
Okay.
There are lots of other purposes that the legislation is seeking to achieve. It is not primarily, contrary to the name, focused on measures that would tamp down inflation. All right. The second individual, who is the chief economist of the Groundwork Collaborative, who are these people?
So, in a shocking turn of events, the bill writers are lying to us just by writing the title of the bill.
Well, and this individual is saying that this bill focuses on healthcare costs, which is true. It does put some limits on drug care. But it's primarily a climate and environmental. This guy's saying climate and environmental justice, which when you say environmental justice, it makes me think you're probably not a neutral person.
Is that really what we need to be worried about right now?
Well, over the medium and long term, this individual states that they're going to start to untether our dependence on fossil fuels. I know. I'm amazed at that, too. So what he's saying is, and this isn't going to do anything for inflation at all, but over the long term, this is good. Hope I live long enough. And last but not least, there are three ways it's going to fight inflation. Again, it takes money out of the economy because they're going to make it so dadgum expensive for anybody. The other thing, too, that you don't know is that they are raising the tax rates, income tax.
Officially?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, lovely. I can't wait.
The Republicans had a vowed vengeance yesterday, quite frankly, with what they said. There are some things good in the bill. It's not all garbage.
Came from Congress. I find that hard to believe, but... Well,
it came from Chucky. Well, and the other thing, too, is, by the way, is that there are three. It hasn't passed the House yet. And
it's a Democrat-controlled House.
Yeah.
It's really.
Well, but there are three Democratic congressmen in Texas that are threatening not to support it because it puts some significant tax stamps and penalties on oil. And so it is possible. They don't think it will happen, but it's possible it will fail in the House. The legislation reduced the deficits by $305 billion through 2031. Now, those of you that are excited about that, if we have a $30 trillion deficit and we're knocking $30 billion a year off of it, that's not even 1%.
No.
Yeah.
No, not even.
But now here's where the bad part is. $100 billion of that is from savings. The other $200 billion is from revenue from stronger tax compliance. Now, let's assume that's correct. Let's assume they do get the $200 billion from tax compliance. What makes you think they're not going to blow it on something else?
Yeah, just because they said they're going to use it on that. I mean, that's... Are you really trusting the word of a politician?
This is just crap. Here's how they do these things. The prescription drug savings. That's in the bill, which I think is actually good, by the way.
Yeah, I'm all for that, yeah.
Would be larger, the savings would be larger than the new spending. So the bill would reduce net spending on prescription drugs by almost $15 billion through 2031. So that's part of the deficit reduction. They count that as a reduction of the deficit because you're not spending as much.
But you're spending it on something else.
But you're not spending as much.
But you're spending it on something else. So it's still amount is still being spent. You're not saving any money here because it's just going to somewhere else. Now, I think it's smart usage of the money because you're putting it on debt, but it's still being spent. It's not, you're not spending less money by putting it somewhere else.
Check this out. They're stating that it will slightly cut net taxes by about $2 billion per year. Here's how. The expanded energy and climate tax credits that people could qualify for would offset the taxes.
But they're raising taxes.
Well, follow my line of thinking here now.
Okay.
You have to qualify for this credit.
Okay.
And then that credit would help you out with your income taxes. They're not cutting your income taxes, and not everybody would qualify for that.
They're providing you hoops to jump through.
You got it.
To reduce. How stupid are these people? My God in heaven.
You mean us?
The politicians. How stupid are they?
We're stupider than they are.
No, do not lump me in with the common people.
We put them in office.
We did not. But no, I'm blown away that this is who is leading the country and we're letting it happen.
Yep.
That's what frustrates me the most, is that this stuff is happening because we let it happen. I mean, just, I'm sorry. Continue.
Thank you.
Sorry. So, I'm overwhelmed.
A little bit. We have a tax credits all for, clean energy, all for air pollution, all for climate change.
But again, things that you have to qualify for.
$386 billion of tax credits. $98 billion of expansion of the expanded ACA subsidies, Obamacare.
Wait, so...
So those of you that are on Blue Cross Blue Shield, such, et cetera, doesn't apply to you. Got to be on Obamacare. $34 billion to help. And this is over 10 years now. Keep that in mind. So $3.4 billion a year to help with vaccine coverage and whatnot.
So they're talking about, and this is a genuine question, I want to make sure I understand. They're talking about reducing the deficit, right? And saving money, saving spending every year. How is it that giving tax credits and cutting tax revenue is saving money?
Well, here's what's fascinating. This is their math. So the total tax breaks and spending is a savings of $485 billion.
Over 10 years. Okay.
Now, they're going to repeal the Trump era drug debate rule, which cost $122 billion. They're going to they put a drug price inflation cap, which cost $101 billion. And then negotiate certain drug prices, which cost $99 billion.
So that's three quarters of your savings gone.
Yeah. So of the $485 billion you saved, you spent $322. Revenue. Here's where it's going to bite people, and people don't know it. A new 15% corporate minimum tax, which they think will generate $313 billion. $124 billion to the IRS for tax enforcement. $13 billion to close some tax loopholes. And this is what the Texans don't like. $18 billion charge for methane, Superfund fee, and other things. Hmm. So they spend $790 billion. They save $485 billion. So the net reduction is $305 billion. I don't understand that math, but anyway.
Shouldn't that be negative 300?
That's what I think, but what do I know? Hmm. Now, where the American people like us don't have to think this thing through. Do you honestly think that your friendly local corporation that has a tax hike is not going to pass the price down to you?
Yeah. Do you think they're just going to say, well, that's the law. I guess we'll just eat that. No, absolutely not. They're going to raise their prices.
The only thing this bill has anything in it worth anything is the helping people with their drugs.
With the drug costs. I like that. I'm good with that.
Yeah. Anything else is, ridiculous, but, and has absolutely not a dadgum thing to do with inflation. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I'm really intrigued by the hard push on the electric car because they've got $37 billion for clean energy incentives, $36 billion for clean fuel and vehicle tax credit, $27 billion for electrification to charge electric cars. The electric car lobby must be huge.
Well, what kills me is that during the winter, are you familiar with what happens to the Texan energy grid?
Brownouts, yeah.
Okay, yeah, it goes out because it can't handle everybody using their heat all at one time. Okay, so what's going to happen to the energy grid when everybody's got electric cars and everybody's got to charge them all at one time? I mean, we're not prepared for that. I'm all for exploring other energy sources.
How is most electricity generated?
Burning fossil fuels. Yeah.
And so your little clean electric car is being charged by a coal burning plant somewhere.
You know what's very interesting to me? There's a very obvious source of clean energy that nobody's looking at. Nuclear.
That's not clean. Just look at Three Mile Island.
Okay, that was
look at the Soviet Unions.
Oh, okay. Well, that's just because they cheaped out and bought crappy materials.
How can you dare? We would have three-eyed children running around if we used nuclear power.
All right, so we've got a nuclear reactor that the emission from it. Now we got to worry about the waste, taking care of that. But the emissions from the plant is steam and water vapor. And it provides a more efficient
energy.
Won't
that cause climate change?
Yeah, definitely. And it provides a more efficient source of power and fuel. So, and we certainly have the technology to run a clean and safe nuclear power plant.
The environmentalists say that nuclear power is dirty.
Well, they're just idiots.
And the environmentalists have more lobby control.
That's, well, they've got to get people pockets.
Folks, the whole point behind the show today is obviously we're financial planners. All right, that's what we do. I want you to take the time to look at this ridiculous act that Congress is shoving down your throat.
Yeah, today was a very informational.
Yeah.
Very informational.
And I want you to please, whether you're Democrat or Republican, and both parties are equally to blame. Now, in this case, this is all Democrat. It actually was a 50-50 vote in the Senate.
Yeah, because Harris had to break the tie.
But, I mean, don't get me wrong, the Republicans had their day, too. But for goodness sakes, it's time for us to look at what the politicians are doing, how they're raping the American people. And I mean, again, we're going to reduce the deficit by $300 billion over 10 years. That ain't crap. That's like a $5,000 Visa card. You're paying off $5 a year. So please take the time and educate yourself and vote these clowns out and get some people in there that know what they're doing. And again, I'm talking both parties. Because the show next week is going to be on things that you can't, on financial things that you can't have an impact on, can't control. But golly, you can sure control those people that you were sending to Raleigh and to Washington, D.C. And I just think it's time to clean house and get rid of these 85-year-old white guys that are running the show. Pelosi's made her money. Chucky's made his. I don't care.
We have men and women from the 40s that are making policy today. I just
driving Miss Crazy.
Yeah, and I promise you, and this is if anybody is anybody on that side is still listening, which I cannot imagine. I can promise you, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, they don't care one iota about you or me. They don't care anything about me or you. All they care about is staying in power.
Somehow we have gone from having one king to having 535.
Yeah.
435 representatives and 100 senators.
Yeah, stop treating this as they've been there for a while. I guess we might as well keep them to who's going to do the best job. I mean, the midterms are coming up, so do your research.
If you're not worried about yourself, for goodness sakes, think about your children and grandchildren. They're inheriting a nightmare.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you disagree with this, you want to talk about it, if we can help you, give us a call at 252-746-6785. Again, that's 252-746-6785. I guess the point of the show today is don't buy into the rhetoric that the news media is feeding you. As George said, do your homework and realize that a $300 billion deficit reduction in 33, and don't go, well, it's better than nothing. It's not better than nothing. This is nothing but a payoff to some climate control people to keep a party in power. And again, Republicans do it too, not picking on Democrats. Politicians are bad all the way around.
This is to satisfy the American people and to make them look the other way for a little bit.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. It's a last-ditch effort to try to salvage the
elections.
Yeah, the election in November. We had a 0.5% increase in May, a 0.75% increase in June, and another 0.75% increase yesterday. 2 percentage points in 3 months. And this should have been done very gradually over a year ago, but for political purposes, it was not. And it's time for everybody to realize that these people in Washington, D.C. are destroying your economic life. You have $4 and $5 gas we didn't used to have. You have interest rates of 6-7%. You have inflation of 7 or 8%. You have every measurement with the possible exception of unemployment in the can. And you got a chance to change all this in November. But anyway, if nothing else, narrow your focus and go, how does this impact my household?
And what steps can I take to try and combat this? And what changes to my budget, to my financial plan need to be made, if any? What do I need to do to get through this? Yeah.
The only potential positive change to your household, and this is a big one, I'll give them credit for this, would be help with your drug care.
Yeah, and again, I'm a big fan of that. I really that's the, I applaud them for doing that. I will say that.
But when they give the IRS $134 billion new for tax enforcement, there ain't nothing positive about that.
No.
So anyway, next show will be better.
Yeah, I'm just so irritated.
Well, I'm just so appalled at what they're getting away with, and it's like this. We have become a country of shrews. And let's just run off. I mean, lemurs run off the cliff.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you'll be pleased to know I hear the mini music in my ear. So it means it's time for me to get off my soapbox and get out of here. I appreciate you letting us chat with you today, and apologize for the fervor. Look forward to visiting with you next week. Hope you have a great week. This is Tommy Pate,
and this is George Pate.
Taking care of business.
The proceeding has been a paid program. The advice and opinions expressed by the Journeys Group and their guests are their own and may not reflect the opinions and advice of WTIB or Interbanks Media. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although should not be relied as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Fixed annuities are insurance products. Fixed annuities, rates, returns, and guarantees are subject to the claim paying ability to the underlying insurance company. Please see a statement of understanding and prospectus for a full detail on products discussed. Strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation and as such is not intended to be a direct recommendation. Before acting on any information mentioned, you should seek the advice from a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine whether it is suitable for your specific situation. Investment advising services are offered through the Journeys Group, an SEC registered investment advisor.